Well, good morning. It is January 24th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be reading from Genesis chapter 25, Matthew chapter 24. We are going to be starting the book of Esther, Esther chapter 1, and then Acts chapter 24. So let's get into the word today. Genesis chapter 25 today. Genesis 25, if I can open my Bible correctly. Genesis 25, then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begot Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, and Letushim, and Lehumim, and the sons of Midian, Ephath, and Epher, and Hanok, and Ibadiah, and Eleda, all these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubine which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 115 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zophar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. And the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth, there was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt by the well of Lephiroi. Now, these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generation. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Jab, and Adbel, and Midsam, and Mishmah, and Numa, and Masa, and Hador, and Tamar, and Jetur, and Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest towards Assyria. And he died in the presence of all of his brethren. All, and these are the generation of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel and the Syrian, of Padoram, the sister of Laban and the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over, like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came out his brother, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau, because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sawed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint," and therefore was the name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do for me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. And thus Esau despised his birthright. That was Genesis chapter 25. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of the sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise up, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. And then let them which be in the Judea flee unto the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Then woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither be on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is the Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, and wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall all the coming of the Son of Man be. For whosoever the carcass, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And immediately, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. And so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass, till all these things have been fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall the coming of man be, the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in a field, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding in a mill, and the one shall be taken and the other left. And watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. And therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? And blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing. And verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with drunkenness, the Lord of that servant shall come in that day, and when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That was Matthew chapter 24. Let's move on over to begin the book of Esther. Esther chapter 1. Esther chapter 1. Esther chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces, that in those days when King Ahasuerus sat on the throne of the kingdom which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of the reign he made a feast unto all of his princes and the servants, the power of the Persians and the Medes, the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. And when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days, then when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto the great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were gold and silver unto pavement of red and blue and white and black and marble. And they gave them drink in the vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law, none did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of the house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. Now the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bizpah, Harbonan, Bigtha, and Abagath, Zethon, and Karkas, the 7 chamberlains, and served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains, and therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. And then the king said to the wise men which knew the times, for so was the king's manner towards all that knew the law and judgment, and the next unto him was Karsheas, Shethnon, Admatath, Karshish, Meres, Marana, and Mechmunan, and 7 princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face, and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to the law, because she hath not performed the commandment of King Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? Then Mechmunan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to the princes and to all the peoples that are in the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto the women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes. When it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. And likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen, thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. And if it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before the king Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all of his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both great and small. And the saying pleased the king and the princes. And the king did according to the words of Mechmunan. For he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. That was Esther chapter 1. Esther chapter 1. Let's move to our final reading today in Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24. And after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders, with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, Seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy province, we accept it always, and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Notwithstanding that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, a mover of sedition among the Jews throughout the world, a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also hath gone about to profane the temple, whom we took according to our law. But the chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee by examining of whom thyself mayest take knowledge of all these things whereof we accuse him. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. And then Paul, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, For as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself, because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets, and have hope towards God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And herein I do exercise myself, to have myself a conscious void of offense towards God and towards men. And now after many years I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings, whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me, or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me, which I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried, standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called and questioned by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, When Lysias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a certain centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintances to minister or come unto him. And after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time, and when I have convenient season, I will call upon thee. And he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him, and wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came unto Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Amen. That was our reading today for January 24th, 2022. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure that you comment or put a reaction, thumbs up to the video, and I'll make sure that I mark that down. But that said, let's pray and start our day. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this word. Thank you so much, God, for this privilege of being able to start our day in this book. Lord, I pray that this wouldn't be the only time that we're in your word today. I pray, God, that as we open the pages of Scripture and maybe some of these more interesting books, Lord, that we don't read very often, books like Esther and, Lord, we just finished Nehemiah yesterday, God, that it would just propel us to go and study these a little bit more, to find out the history behind them, to see what you did throughout all of redemptive history, God. It all points to Jesus Christ, Lord. It all points to that glorious day in which, Lord, after those many prophecies, God, that Jesus talked about in the Olivet Discourse, God, that he will come and make all things right, God, and even may it so be today. Lord, I pray that Jesus would return today. Lord, we want him to come back so badly, Lord, to make things all right and good again, Lord. But Lord, keep us faithful until that day. Help us to honor him with our thoughts and actions and attitudes. Help us to be preaching your gospel and sharing it with others today. And Lord, may you be honored and glorified. We love you. We give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. God bless.